It was so surreal all the time to be writing a piece about the person who, you know, created all of these devices that I use in my creative and personal life. And, you know, many creative individuals use Mac, but at this point, just everybody does. And even if you don't use Mac products, you're basically living in a civilization that was changed by him. And we're communicating as composer and librettist or director over, you know, iPhones and iPads. And it was never lost on us how special that was to be creating a piece that was so resonant. So, yes, and sometimes I will have my frustrations. I'll say, you know, we should put Siri in the opera because she can't understand anything I say, you know. Maybe I should say without any language. Or we should definitely bash Siri or bash the latest OS as a kind of joke because you're thinking, well, we're telling the story of Steve Jobs and we can poke fun at him or something. Obviously, we never got into that level of micro detail. But, yeah, it's fascinating. And honestly, when you're writing an opera, you want to find big topics that have a lot of entry points. And sometimes that is a surprising solution to that challenge. And a lot of people would say, what? How can you do an opera about Steve Jobs? But when you think about the fact that he really changed the way we communicate and how interesting his life was, he makes great, great opera. At your own table. That's all you need. Putting things together, taking things apart, you'll find out how they go.
We're speaking with Mason Bates about the revolution of Steve Jobs that's now available on Pentatone Classics, performed by the Santa Fe Opera. And if our audience doesn't realize that often operas are sort of workshop, that things come along, it's not just, you know, here's the music and they start rehearsing immediately. It goes through a little bit of a evolution, as it were, with things. What sort of conversations did you have with Mark Campbell about this? Were there different things that... you know, where interludes seem to be very needed, or sometimes to say, oh gosh, you know, can we play around with this words? What sort of conversations did you have with Mark?
That's a great question, because that's the whole deal. You know, how are you going to tell the story? A couple of unique challenges with an opera about Steve Jobs. It's almost like writing an opera about, you know, Jesus Christ, or I'm not trying to exalt him, but a person that we all have a relationship with because we carry his creations in our pocket, and that presents opportunities and a lot of possible pitfalls. One of the opportunities is that many people can walk in and they know a little bit about the subject, about who you're writing about, but he was a real person, and there are real facts. It's not like it's based on a movie or a book. It's really based on this person, and so that too has challenges. Mark and I decided that we were going to make more of a poetic exploration of the emotional life of this man. And importantly, we felt like we needed to tell the story of his wife, who really hadn't been adequately dealt with in other biopics. And we thought, you know, what does it mean by poetic? Well, you know, in a realistic medium like film, you start from square one, maybe. But even if you don't go chronologically in film, it's a realistic medium. Well, in opera, you know, everybody's singing. It's obviously not, you know, representational. So we could travel all over his life through very quick, short scenes. We kind of decided on a, we called it like a pixelated narrative. You know, any 1.5 minute scene might not be that revealing, but seen in a line, they kind of animate a story.
Something we plan.
So that was a big structural decision, and the basic emotional angle is Steve Jobs has a positive charge and a negative charge, and his wife was the ground. She really grounded him. He could, you know, charm, you know, the paint off a wall and convince everybody in a room that you need to, like, I don't know, change the component of an iPad in 6 weeks before you release a million of them. But he also could be a really tough boss and a pretty cold person. The positive and negative charge, I think, really needed that ground. So that's kind of a little bit of insight into how we thought about the structure and the characters. When will anyone around here learn to do the freaking job?
I know Michael Christie will be on the podium, or in the pit, as it were, for your performance next month at IU. How is it to a chance to hear it again live, and for new audiences and for young people to be involved in this production?
It's amazing to have a chance to see an opera happen in different places with different forces, different size forces. And as you mentioned, Indiana University, you know, is one of the leading, you know, musical institutions in the country, but yeah, they are students. And so in a way, sometimes it's a fantastic moment to be, to get a little humility when you see how a piece of music can work from, you know, the top tier professional orchestras down to, students or regional orchestras. And, hopefully a piece, whether it be a symphonic piece or an opera, can withstand those kinds of changes. I think particularly for me, the thing that's great about IU is that, you know, they're real leading light in the field of classical music, and they've certainly taken the lead in opera. You know, they so impact the field. I mean, there's so many musicians that go through IU, and it's a real honor for me to have the piece done there.
While not neglecting the rest of the house, for helping me face my illness. You made me do my best work and gave me the happiest moments of my life. And I owe you.
Additionally, it's important, I think, for the opera field to see an opera happen in different size theaters, different kinds of cast. And this piece, even though I believe it packs a punch, it's pretty lean and mean. You know, it's like seven principals and a small ensemble of choristers and a fairly lean orchestra, a couple of exotic instruments. But, you know, I'm curious to see how it's going to work in a space that's totally different from Santa Fe. The circle ends, has begun, and there is only one certainty.
Thanks so much for doing this, and thanks for your awesome music. You rock.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate your interest, and thanks for doing a focus on this.